Well, I think in Scripture, even though heaven is communicated as up there, hell is communicated as down there, there's a certain amount of figures of speech. I would not expect geologists digging to the center of the earth to discover hell, nor would I expect astronomers going to the far reaches of the universe to find heaven. They may very well be a parallel universe. You can have a different universe just as real and just even as physical as this universe, but they don't occupy the same space at the same time. And you get a hint of that in Kings, where you've got Elisha and the servant, and Elisha says, "Lord, open your servant's eyes," and they're surrounded by this army that's going to conquer them, and the servant's afraid, and Elisha says, "Lord, open your servant's eyes," and his eyes are open, and he sees angels of God, warriors in armor, on chariots driven by horses. What happened is not that they suddenly appeared, it's that Elisha's servant was given the eyes to see what was already there. And I think this is what we have. Angels are described in very physical ways in Daniel chapter 9, the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece, who are angels, and they're involved in battle. How do non-physical beings battle? Well, maybe they are in their own realm, have an embodiment or physicality, but when they're in our realm, they are spirits unless they take on a form.